Welcome to the Jewelry Box.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you excited? Your first little podcast?
I am. I am excited.
It took you a while to start it, you know, to I'm the one choking up in here. It's not even my podcast.
So, yeah, it did take me a little bit. It took me a little bit to, you know, into the idea of talking.
It's tough, but you handled everything else pretty good. She's looking at me funny. If only you could see.
So, this podcast is going to be about the difference between a small business and an MLM, which is a multi-level marketing company, aka a pyramid scheme.
So, a lot of MLM jewelers out there, or people, not jewelers, but people selling jewelry?
Consultants, yes.
Consultants. Is it, you would say there's more of those than people just selling their own jewelry?
I would probably say so.
Now, would you think that people want to break away from the MLM?
Well, what happens is they almost become trapped in it, because the more and more people they get underneath them, then they feel like now they're stuck. Although, the more and more people they get under them, they make more money. How? It's so impossible. You cannot live off of the money that you make through an MLM. Because there are certain criterias and rules and policies and regulations, and then the dreaded spies, the little eye watchers, the nosy ones that are part of the company. But with the small business, you run your own small business.
No, wait a minute. So you was in the MLM.
I was.
All right. So what happened there? You know, did you learn everything firsthand?
Well, yes, I did learn everything firsthand. However, it did open the door for me to be able to run my own business. But one of the main things that I learned is, although they tell you, work your business. No, you're not working your business, because it's not your business. You're really working the business of a bigger corporation.
Mm-hmm. Who's they? Who's they telling you?
They, all the teammates.
The upline?
The uplines.
The upline, the people that got you into it.
The people that convinced me, you'll be able to, you'll make so much money. Well, no, that's not how it works.
And you fell right into it.
I fell right into the trap.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you think before you fell into the trap that the person that recruited you was making a whole bunch of money?
Yes, they make you think that.
But what made you think that?
Because.
From this particular individual.
Oh, because I was a customer, and that's how it normally works. You're a customer, and then they lure you in because you know how much you spend. So you're thinking, oh, wow, if I can get many people to spend that much, I'll do really good at this. But what they don't tell you is all the other pieces to that puzzle. Paying a certain amount for a piece, and then the taxes on that piece, and then the shipping on that piece, and then you can't charge over a certain amount for what you're buying. And so really, whenever it comes down to it, you're making about 50 cents a piece.
What made you think they were rolling in the dough?
Oh, because I was a frequent spender.
So you were seeing how much money was coming out of your pocket.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, they got hundreds of dollars of mine.
Yeah.
And I see you getting hundreds from other people.
Other people, too. So.
But where does all that money go? Into shipping?
It goes into reinvesting. You really only make 50 cents, about 50 cents a piece.
Is that like the standard amongst all these MLM type?
Yeah, something like that. Some maybe even less than that. But it's all about, it's not about the piece, really. It's not about selling the jewelry. It's really about getting people under you. That is what an MLM is.
That's what MLM is all about. It's generally, you know, when it's less about the product, that's when you want to run. I rarely come across any MLM where it's not people, 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 you know?
Well, I do have to say there is one jewelry company that's not about all that. They're not a multi-level marketing company. However, they do put a lot of stipulations on you. I was a part of that company too, right after Paparazzi or during Paparazzi. And that was Iris. And they're not a multi-level marketing company. However, you still have to pay that same price for that jewelry, and you can't go over.
Okay.
So you're not really making money with that either, because you're paying a significant cost for a piece of jewelry.
So what was the... So bringing it down to your own line, or just starting your own, or breaking away from MLMs, what was the... What's the spark that says, that's it, I'm out of here. I'm starting my own thing. Just the one thing. I'm sure there was many.
The main thing. Because I learned that it wasn't my business. I learned that being in an MLM or any company that I was just a consultant.
But I thought it was about the money, you know?
I wasn't my own business.
What about the money? I thought you was going to, you know, make the buku money.
Oh, in the MLM?
Yeah, so therefore, who cares about the business, right? Money's coming in your pocket, checks coming in.
No, but it wasn't. But I felt I was more on the idea of, oh, this is my business. I was proud of that. And then whenever I learned that it wasn't even my business, that is part of the motivating factor. Because there, like you said, there was many factors in it, and they all connect. All the factors connect. But the main factor was that it was not my own business.
So we'll learn more about your business in part two.
Okay. These are good gummy bears.
Yeah, we finished up the show with some gummy bears. I broke out the gummy bears and the show was over. Thanks for listening, everyone.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.